With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Senate, the next stop for a $95 billion foreign aid bill that cleared the House over the weekend. That bill includes tens of billions more for Ukraine.
That's thanks to the House approving a $61 billion package over the weekend. But the clock is ticking. Russia is using all of its might to achieve its most significant gain since the invasion by a May 9th deadline. In the meantime, Kyiv has no choice but to wait for replenishment after months of rationing ammunition. The Pentagon says it could get weapons moving to Ukraine within days if the Senate and President Biden give final approval to the plan. Experts and Ukrainian lawmakers say it could take weeks for the assistance to reach the troops. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And beyond the military aid for Ukraine, along with Israel and Taiwan, the bill addresses concerns over a Chinese-owned video sharing platform.
Part of this package could also really impact Americans, particularly those who use the video platform TikTok. So this package would force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese-linked owners within 9 months to a year. And if that doesn't happen, TikTok could be banned on U.S. platforms.
That's correspondent Stephen Groves. Also at SRNnews.com, expressing regret and taking blame for the deadly Hamas terror attack, the Israeli military's intelligence chief has resigned. Major General Aaron Haleva issued a statement. He writes, "The intelligence directorate under my command did not live up to the task we were entrusted with. I carry that black day with me ever since, day after day, night after night." Former President Trump's business records criminal trial gets underway in earnest today, opening arguments in New York. Mr. Trump insisting he did nothing wrong. He says the trial is all about keeping him from campaigning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 200 points. NASDAQ futures 97 points higher. This is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's biggest banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts will soon have the option of allowing volunteer chaplains in as student counselors. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill letting school districts establish chaplain programs as of the 1st of July. The only requirements for a chaplain to take part in a school program would be to pass a background check and have their name as well as their religious affiliation listed on the school's website. This is SRN News. An off-duty Chicago police officer murdered.
Police say a 30-year-old officer has been shot and killed early Sunday while heading home from work. Authorities say Officer Luis M. Huesca was driving home and still in uniform. He had been shot multiple times. The officer's vehicle was taken, but police still haven't confirmed if that shooting was all part of a carjacking. The officer was a 6-year veteran and just a few days shy of his 31st birthday. Jason Walker reporting.
9 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at an unauthorized public party over the weekend in a Memphis City park. The police chief says as many as 300 people were at that gathering when police showed up. They were responding to reports of gunfire. Investigators believe at least 2 people fired the shots, police reviewing video in their search for suspects. More details at SRNnews.com.